They're on holiday, but they still want your attention. It's truly sad, but here it is, the Ned and Josh Holly Potty.
Welcome to another Ned and Josh Holly Potty. Full show's returning Monday next week, the 22nd of April. Ned, obviously this was done ahead of time, so we can only assume you're having a good bit of time off.
Sure. I'm. How funny if I was listening to this in the saddest state I've ever been in, being like, I hope it's going well.
Really disappointing.
Yeah.
And especially considering at this exact date, when this podcast goes up, I'm at Disney World.
Yeah, so you'll be in the happiest place.
I really
place.
Hope you're having a nice time.
Look, and I'm not going to put that into the universe. There's no way I'm having the worst time of my life. Yeah, I don't like putting it ahead of myself that it's going to be a great time.
22nd of April, we'll find out.
Exactly. God, imagine. I hope I come back with a completely different voice. I just sound
like... It's the and Josh podcast. Yeah,
it's just me. Yeah, that's how bad I come in. I'm like... Grrr. Anyway, not being upset. I actually want to talk to you about someone else being upset. Lego.
Oh, okay.
Now, I think that's fair enough. I don't care too much if Lego are upset, because guess what? We've all been pretty upset by treading on your bricks as long as you've existed. So the fact that you're upset, fine.
It should have some kind of a chip built in these days where it can detect when it's been left on the floor and the lights are off.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it just molds into the floor somehow. It melts so you can't stand on it.
Yeah, it should disintegrate with water or something.
I feel like I'm in a bedroom and the lights are off.
Yeah.
Time for me to melt into the floor.
Time for me to just disintegrate.
All I can do now is land under somebody's bare foot.
I'm going to hurt people. Yeah. Californian police have done something that is, like, I guess quite smart in terms of, like, hiding identities. You know how you can buy, like... Well, I mean, obviously you can. It's a costume of a Lego man. They're just like the big Lego heads. You have the Lego hands and stuff to, I guess, protect some people who are being transported from and to court. To protect their identities, they've been putting these Lego heads on people. And surprise, Lego are like, hey, don't.
Yeah.
Don't. I know it's innocent until proven guilty, but we don't want to find out after the fact they were guilty and they were wearing our products. As a matter of fact, they were dressed like our mascot.
Our main dude.
They were dressed like the guy.
The Lego guy. Yeah, that is a shame.
I would...
Because can't you buy, by the way, I think at the moment in costume shops, wasn't there like a period a couple of years ago where it was popular to buy like those masks that are like when you get pixelated on the news?
Yeah.
And they were like masks, but they made you look
fuzzy ones.
What are those ones?
Well, I would love it if you're going to give the option of a mask, let me choose my own mask. I guess if I'm going to court, I'm probably not in so much of a jovial mood that I want to pick what mask I'm going to court in. But if I could like go as Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I'd prefer that than the Lego man.
I think, and this is grim, but I think if you like did an armed robbery or whatever in a mask, that's the mask you wear. I think they give you the mask. Yeah. Whatever mask you were wearing when you did the armed robbery, that's the mask.
If you're like, I have no mask, they're like...
We know you do, though.
We sort of know you have one.
And actually, you know, the good point is, tricking people into producing that mask, guilty. You have the mask, you're guilty.
We tricked you into bringing it to court.
Bring the weapon as well. All right, so this one's going to be a little immature, but look, it's a worthwhile discussion on the new world that we're all living in at the moment with artificial intelligence and things like that.
Yep.
There has been a bit of controversy that's occurred because a scientific journal has posted, a study. And the study is into all sorts of things to do with reproduction and sperm and all sorts of things.
Okay.
But they've posted a diagram of a rat as part of this to talk about, like, you know, function and whatever. And the rat has a ginormous penis.
Oh, this is the AI rat.
It's like double the size of its body. And then it has come out now that, of course, this was an AI-generated image of a rat with a giant dong.
It just seems like, at the moment, where we currently are, I would never feel confident enough to just... Essentially, type something into AI and then just go, well, I'm not checking that. Send it out.
Like, send it out in a scientific journal.
This
was a peer-tested scientific journal. Multiple people saw this and went, that looks probably like a rat penis.
Yeah,
that looks fine to me. It's double the size of its body.
Well, we don't even know how big it is because in this picture, it cuts off. It's certainly taller than the entire rat, but we don't know how high it ends.
Can I also just say...
It's like Jack and the Beanstalk. Also,
it actually is.
It is. It is. It looks like a beanstalk. They've also spent a bunch of other stuff on here wrong. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's like stem spelt wrong.
Yeah. It's because AI doesn't do writing very well.
It doesn't know how to do it.
It doesn't know how to do it yet. But it's done. If you told me this was a scientific diagram and I didn't have my contact lenses in,
yeah,
I'd be like, yeah, that's probably a proper scientific diagram.
At a glance.
At a glance. Until you notice that, beanstalk in there. You're like, what?
It looks like an alien's like eating a rat's stomach. It looks like it has the world's most disgusting umbilical cord. That's what I'd think. I'd be like, oh my God, look at this freak rat.
Okay, so here's what I want to have a chat to you about.
Yeah.
I think that this has happened due to a lack of young people on staff.
Yeah.
And what I want to say is I think from this point forward, if you are operating with AI and you are putting out documents or you're putting out drawings, pictures, videos, anything to support anything you're doing in your workplace, I think depending on the importance level, you need at least a millennial on staff just to have a quick look at everything and go, I think this could be AI. And if you're science or medicine, you need a Gen Z on staff.
Yeah.
I think the more important your research or whatever is, the younger the person who checks it for AI has to be.
I think you should just get someone as like a Gen Z person as like an overseer. Mm-hmm. And they don't even have to walk them through what's happened.
They don't have to have any knowledge.
You just need to essentially sit them down in a room and go, here's what we're planning to do, and just run them through step by step. And they'll go, here's why it'll go wrong. Here's why it won't work. Here's definitely why you shouldn't use AI.
I'm thinking what we just do is it doesn't even need to be that involved. Just let them look at it before it goes out to mass production.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of like...
Let them be like...
Yeah, that's gross.
No. Yeah. See how that rat's penis is twice the size of its body?
That's actually not true.
I don't think a scientist has drawn that, to be honest. Okay, so there is a lot of different things happening at the moment with celebrities and side hustles and making money and all that sort of stuff.
Of course.
And I'm certainly not saying we're celebrities, but we're definitely in the market for some side hustles. Mm. And it does seem like anybody who's anybody at the moment, and I mean anybody, is getting a deal to do like a sleepy time playlist on Spotify, like where they just speak. Harry Styles has done one, like a bunch of different...
Nick Offerman, he does one, it's great.
A bunch of different people just do things where they'll talk into a microphone and the idea is to put it on and it's relaxing and it'll help you go to sleep. Now, Michael is here with us. How are you, Michael?
I'm good, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good. Don't
do
audition.
No, I just had to go for an audition.
I here have a script.
Oh, no.
Okay. And this script has been generated by our friends at ChatGPT. To give you...
Friends for now.
I said, give us something to say, like, just give us words of comfort before you go to bed.
Sure, that's calming words.
That's what they've done. So I'm going to read paragraph number one as my audition, and then I'm going to pass this sheet over to Ned for paragraph number two.
And then I'm going to have to throw it at Michael.
No. Michael's going to have to then work out who, out of the two of us, should
have no chance of a side hustle.
A sleepy time playlist.
You were taken out of it when you tried to just do it off the bat, Michael.
Here we go.
Go.
I'm going first.
Yep.
Keep in mind, I've never heard one of these, so I don't know how they're actually meant to sound.
This is going to be weird.
I think it's meant to be calming, isn't it?
Yeah. Obviously.
This is going
to get to sleep.
It's time to sleep!
Have you been to sleep before? What do you think would help that?
This is going to be weird only for you two here, but while you're doing this, I am going to close my eyes.
No, good.
Yeah, good.
Right. I won't look at you.
Yeah, that's good.
Help. Okay, here we go.
Would you like me to do rain noises?
Nah, I'd like you to shut up. I'm not going to impact yours.
Okay.
So don't you ruin mine. All right? Here we go. Don't sip out of the Frank Green. It makes so much noise.
Jeez, I can't do anything
just
around
here. Don't do anything.
Far out. I'm trying to have water. All right. I'll sit on my phone.
All right. Here we go.
Let me text my sisters.
Here we go.
Josh is being awful.
All right. Here we go. As night falls, let the gentle whispers of the world lull you to rest. Envision the stars above, each a guiding light to dreams yet discovered. Your bed, a sanctuary of warmth and peace, cradles you into tranquility. With each breath, release the day's burdens, letting calm wash over you like waves upon the shore.
You done.
It feels like you rushed that.
I did feel a little rushed.
Yeah.
I would like a second take. I was but not, you can't do that for an audition.
I was not relaxed, but because of how rushed you were.
You've gotten in my mind now. Okay. Now I'm going to go very slow. But
the second paragraph is yours. So this is going to be Ned's audition. Here we go. Do I close my eyes?
Why is there a third one?
Okay. It's a tiebreaker, I guess.
Who can be more calm? Yeah. Okay. Picture yourself beside a serene lake under the moon's tender glaze.
That's gaze, not glaze.
Each stroke guiding you deeper into bliss. Let thoughts lighten, floating up like clouds at dawn, as sleep's tender embrace beckons. In this realm of dreams, magic and wonder intertwine, crafting stories of joy and adventure.
I thought this was going to get like real. I thought the joke was that you made it really sexual. Yeah. And I'm like, why am I saying stroke and glaze?
ChatGPT did that all on its own.
ChatGPT just had an agenda that day.
I got to say, that was very good.
Yeah,
so
it was pretty good, wasn't it?
Do you want another go?
Yeah, I'll let you do the last part, like the very last bit, because it's very much shorter. And I got to hear you first.
Okay.
I think that may be
helpful. Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, here's my second go at it, and I'm going to be...
And I don't want a second go. I'm so happy with mine. Yeah. Okay, I laughed all the way through it.
This is more verbiage from ChatGPT.
Don't look at me.
Surrender to the night's embrace, where safety and love surround you. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and drift into sleep's soothing journey towards a land where imagination knows no bounds.
That was a much better reading. Yeah.
That was a much better reading?
Much better reading.
It's about imagination, Lynn, right?
Can you do that last reading one more time just to get it definitive for Michael?
All right, so this is the same thing.
Yeah.
Surrender to the night's embrace, where safety and love surround you. Josh dies alone. No one attends the funeral. They throw a ticker tape parade.
To watch Michael's face when I did that because he's got his eyes. He's really trying to concentrate. Yeah,
and he lost it.
He lost it.
But I didn't like being taken out of the competition like that. The town sings, ding dong, the witch is dead.
I don't care who's better.
It was Ned. It was Ned.
No, that was all for the moment.
I honestly don't want to be better.
Really,
I think
the fart thing only occurred to me once I realised I was definitely losing.
That was the Ned and Josh Holly poddy. The boys will be back with normal daily shows Monday, April 22nd. I wish I got a holiday.